In the hit film Moonstruck, Vincent Gardenia played Cher's loving Italian father, for which he received an Oscar nomination. He also got an Oscar nomination for his part as a baseball team manager in the 1973 film Bang the Drum Slowly. He was featured in the films Where's Papa, Little Murders, and Little Shop of Horrors. On TV, he played Archie Bunker's neighbor, and he received a Tony Award for his supporting part in the Neil Simon play Prisoner of Second Avenue. Gardenia is co-starring with Hume Cronin in an upcoming HBO movie called Age Old Friends. They play best friends who live in a retirement home. The character played by Gardenia is losing his memory. I asked Gardenia if this role forced him to think about getting old.
I've been thinking about this a long time because I've been watching and witnessing the progress of old age. Sometimes it's a progress, sometimes it's a regress. I've seen my father pass away and many of the old-timers as they're getting older. And now as things have gotten modern and much better, I think they've gotten worse because as you get older, you're institutionalized, you're sent to a home, the families are apart. So it's become a longer life, but I think it's become much harder. So I've been thinking about it, not only now, but it's quite a few years that I've been thinking about this. It's not that good.
You know, I think it's usually difficult for older actors to find good parts, but with you, you've become better known in your 60s than you've ever been before.
Yeah, thank God. That's because I think I've done so much work, and when you put it all together, it's like one big, gigantic jigsaw puzzle. One piece went with the other, and one piece went with the other, until finally, after so many years, you put the piece together, it's, oh, there it is. And that's why I've gotten more recognition as I got older. And in the last 4 or 5 years, it's been just tremendous. But I still think we have a few more pieces to fit in there. I hope we can make it.
Let me ask you about one of the recent roles that a lot of people know you for, and that's Moonstruck, in which you played Cher's father. You played an Italian-American, and I was wondering what kind of thought you put behind how to do the kind of Italian-American hand gestures in this. Do you know what I mean? Like how much to put in without it going overboard.
That was a big stretch, you know, playing an Italian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think that for me, I must say, was one of the easiest roles that I've ever played. Not difficult at all. Not that I want to take credit for it. First of all, you know, I am an Italian. I've lived my Italian life all my life. We had a fantastic, wonderful script that the author, who happens to be Irish, but he's in that script, he wrote so Italian that it was unbelievable. A marvelous director by Norman Jewison and a fine company. So that's why I say it was easy for me to portray that man. Without knowing, unconsciously, you do those gestures or that inflation or that infection of the voice, you know? It's just that you've lived that life so long, and I've been with the Italians, Italian families. I always lived at home, and my family, we always spoke Italian. That's my first language.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got an Academy Award nomination for your role in Moonstruck.
Right.
You got your first Academy Award nomination for Bang the Drum Slowly,
yes,
where you played the manager of a baseball team, and the players included Robert De Niro and Michael Moriarty.
Yes.
Would you describe your character and what you liked about playing that role?
Well, you know, very, very funny about that role, or strange. As I said, being an Italian all my life, as a child, I grew up in Brooklyn, and we never went to ball games. I never been to a ball game in my life until 1977, when the Yankees won the World Series in Yankee Stadium. So when I was offered this role, I knew nothing about baseball whatsoever, except, you know, seeing it on television now and then. But I knew nothing about the penalties, the errors. I knew that there were 3 strikes and you're out, and, you know, 11 innings, or what is it, 9 innings, whatever it is. So I didn't know much about it. And I had never been to a ball game. So when I met these people, the producer, Maurice Rosenfeld, and the director, John Hancock, I told my agent to tell them that I would not discuss the way I would interpret this role because I work very, very methody, and I don't like to divulge my secrets. Because if they would have asked me something, I wouldn't know what to say. So they accepted that. And when I went on the show, did the movie, in fact, the first day we were out at Central Park, just rehearsing, you know, and the director said, you know, let's all throw the ball. Let's get to get know each other. Let's have some fun. He says, Vince, whenever you want to jump in. I said, no, I'm playing the manager. No, the manager is always on the outside. I figure if I get in this game, I'm going to get hit by a ball or something, you know. And in fact, then when we shot in Yankee Stadium, The first scene that morning, we were all in the dugout, my team, De Niro, Moriarty, and Phil Foster and all. And the director says, you all line up here, put your hands over your heart, and we sing the Star Spangled Banner. And as it's over, everyone goes out to their bases. And Vince, when they're all in their bases, you leave the dugout, go to third base, and speak to the third baseman. I says, gotcha. As he left, I turned to the actor next to me and says, where's third base? And he thought I was kidding. I said, no, I know where it is on television, but here, I don't know where it is. He said, well, it's over there. But, you know, he thought I was joking. I said, no, I don't know anything about it. And the only reason I was able to function in that role is because the character that I thought of in that movie was, I thought that the ball team was, they were all my children. It was like a father. So more than a ball game, I treated it as a family, and that sort of worked, I think, you know.
How did you manage to avoid going to a baseball game all those years growing up in Brooklyn?
Well, I wasn't interested in baseball at that time. I was working with my dad in the Italian Theater. We used to work 6-7 days a week, and we used to tour the 5 boroughs in Brooklyn, the Bronx, New York. Then we'd go out of state. And when I was outside, I rather enjoyed playing stickball or kicking the can, playing dice, you know, the corner street games. And but I mainly, my friends were at that time, even then, were all the Italian actors. So, you know, they weren't interested in baseball. And we wouldn't listen to baseball on radio because at that time on radio we had Italian programs, Italian soap operas, which when I got to be about 14, 15, I became an Italian radio actor, doing soap operas in Italian. So we were interested in that kind of, those kind of programs, not sports, not games. My father didn't speak English. My mother didn't speak English. They weren't just into sports, you know. That's why I managed to miss the games.
Now, you were actually born in Naples, Italy.
Yes.
You moved with your family to the States, I think, when you were 2 years old. And as you've said, you acted in the Italian theater when you got older. Now, did your father run his own company?
Yes, my father, it was called the Gennaro Gardini Dramatic Company, and it was like the Jewish theater, you know. We had our own company, we were about 20 people, and it was really a four-hour show, almost 4 hours. We would start with vaudeville, and then we'd do a three-act play, and then close with a commedia dell'arte farce. So we would travel from borough to borough, state to state, and put on the shows. And it was his company, and he used to book the shows, he used to write the shows, he directed the shows. Then as he got older, and I got older myself, I started to take over to book the shows and direct the shows. And, you know, I was participating more and more in the business area and the acting area.
How old were you when you started acting?
I was 5.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, very young.
You know, a lot of kids of immigrant parents resent their parents' old country ways and rebel against them. I guess you never went through a phase like that.
No. Being actors, my father was very, very well liked in this country. I'm talking like Willie Loman now. They really adored my father, so consequently, we were always treated royally by our neighbors, our friends, and wherever we went. So I never felt that kind of discrimination. So it was, I had a wonderful childhood with my parents. We had actors at our house all the time. There were parties all the time. The wine flowed freely, you know, from the age of 5 at the table, and the lasagna and the singing and the it was a joyous time. In fact, I had more fun then than now. I miss those days a great deal.
How old were you when you got your first English speaking part?
Oh, how old was I? I was about, I must have been in my 30s. I started off Broadway in The Man with the Golden Arm, and from 56 until now, I must have done, you know, maybe 30 or 40 plays on and off Broadway. I must have done maybe 40 movies, and not counting the TV appearances, you know.
Do you think that your father would have liked to act in English-speaking movies or on the English-speaking stage?
Oh, yes, very much so. My father was a wonderful actor, but not being able to speak the language, he never tried it, and he didn't want to be embarrassed by not speaking well or, you know, not coming off well. Being that he was a major star in the Italian theater, I think he would have loved it, you know.
How come your parents never learned to speak English?
Because they were so successful in the Italian theater. My father was so successful, you know, he did so well. And why leave it when you're doing that well? My father came to this country, and after 4 years, you know, without speaking the language, without a dollar in his pocket, he was able to send for my mother and myself, and he bought a one-family home, and he lived very, very good. We lived very well all our lives. We're never millionaires, never rich, but always well. So there was no need to go out and venture into something else.
You still live in Brooklyn now?
Oh, yes, I still I've been in this house where I am now for 34 years.
And what keeps you there?
The community, the neighbors, the remembering my family lived there. A lot of wonderful thoughts and a lot of good people. A lot of stores where I shop, and they know me. The mechanic knows me, the doctor knows me, the priest knows me, the neighbor knows me. The garbage people, you know, they take my garbage, they put it back. I'm in good hands with Brooklyn and Allstate.
Vincent Gardiner, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Terry.